The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah. Welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, Biblical and Reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here, another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. Love to start the show every week, every time, the same way, but thanking the listeners, man. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. I appreciate the shout outs. Those that I actually got to meet at G3 this week. Well, I guess this week is when I'm recording. You'll hear this after G3, but everybody that I got to meet, thank you for coming up and saying hello. And I'm always grateful for the connections, man. And also, like I do every Tuesday, I bring an awesome guest. This guest has been my Twitter friend for a good while, and I don't know what took me so long to get her on, but we were able to make it happen. We have on none other than Michelle. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so great, Dwayne. Thank you so much for having me on.
Awesome. Thank you for taking time out, Michelle. So first, I always like to give the floor to my guests. Give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, share everything about yourself, whether it's personal or professional. You have the floor to do that right here.
Okay, great. Well, first and foremost, I am a wife and a stay-at-home mom. I have 6 kids ranging in age from 32 down to 16, 5 boys and 1 girl, and they are just the joy of my life, and so is my husband. And so my primary ministry is to my family. That's the most important thing. And in addition to that, in my spare time, I also have a women's discipleship blog. I speak at women's conferences and other women's events all over the country. I've got a couple of events coming up this year. And let's see, what else do I do? Oh, I'm also the co-host of the Award Fitly Spoken podcast with Amy Spreeman. And so I just have my fingers in a lot of pies and I love it.
That is awesome. That is so cool. Yeah, I just recently discovered a podcast. I'm not sure how long it's been going, but let's talk about it. Talk about the podcast, how long it's been going and what you guys talk about. Let's get into that a little bit.
Okay, sounds great. Well, like I said, my co-host is Amy Spreeman, and a lot of people will know her from Berean Research, and she's been on Fighting for the Faith and does a lot of work with them, and she also has another women's ministry that's called Naomi's Table. So she's got her fingers in a lot of pies too. And we've been friends for a while online. And earlier this year, we spoke at a women's conference together and had a really great time doing that. And we said, hey, we should do a podcast together. So we got that put together. Right. And I think our first episode was, I want to say it was in September of 2019. I'm not positive about that. August, September, October, sometime in there. And we just discuss a variety of topics, you know, kind of boots on the ground discipleship issues, especially for women. But, you know, that we welcome all kinds of different listeners. And we just like to talk about things that are helpful to our listeners as far as how to apply scripture. And so we're on the air once a week, on the air. That makes me sound like such a dinosaur, which I am. we drop an episode once a week, and it's a 30-minute episode. So it's a quick bite, just easy to listen to, and hopefully a good supplement to what our listeners are hearing in church and are studying in their Bibles. So we really have a good time with it.
Nice. You can't tell because my screen is kind of dark, but I'm smiling really big. I love podcasting and I love people getting into podcasts like yourself, because I always tell people podcasting is the future. You know, mm-hmm. We live in a world, it's on demand. You know, we watch Netflix because we don't like commercials. You know, we subscribe to Hulu. We do all of that because we want stuff when we want it. Podcast is right. Radio on demand. So it almost sounded like you've talked to me, like, you know, we were like, yeah, let's do a podcast. That's what I tell everybody. You need to do a podcast because it's, I mean, right now you can get in without you don't have to go to NBC, ABC, CBS. You don't have to do all that. You can literally start with even just your phone. So I'm excited for you guys. I will definitely, keep an eye out and give you guys a shout out anytime I can, because I love when people, do that. And the topic is a great niche as well. Women's discipleship is, you don't see a lot of podcasts about that. So that is beautiful, as well. So I kind of jumped the gun and we talked about the podcast. Let's back up a little bit and talk about kind of your journey through Christ to get you to the lady we see today, as far as, you know, conversion or any, movements, through the church, things like that. Give us a little bit of the backstory to get to Michelle we know today.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my testimony. My testimony is what we used to call sort of a boring testimony, so to speak.
Nice.
I'm really thankful for it, and I'll explain to you why. I was born into a Southern Baptist church going family, and we were, you know, my parents, I'm so thankful to them for raising me in the church and that I was able to come to know Christ through that. And another thing that they instilled in me is that we need to be faithful to our church, and we need to, you know, we need to be there unless we're providentially hindered, you know, unless there's an emergency that keeps us from being there. And so I had that instilled in me from a very young age. And I'm so thankful for that, because it just drew me close to the things of Christ, close to scripture. And I was around preaching and the Bible and Sunday school and all of that, all of my life. And I'm so thankful for that, because I talk to a lot of women who they've never set foot in a church before until they got saved. Or they were raised in a, you know, just a terrible background or something like that. And so I'm very, very thankful for the church going background that I have. And I came to know Christ when I was about 12 years old and was subsequently baptized. And I've just basically been growing slowly but steadily ever since. I started learning about Reformed theology, I think probably in my 30s, and started learning more about the doctrines of grace and coming to accept those. And those have really shaped my worldview in the last 10, 15 years. And so it really just for me has been a journey of discipleship, and Christ has been so gracious to me that I have been learning the Bible all of my life. I've been learning about the church all of my life. And I've got that good, firm foundation that I am able to use as a springboard or as a foundation for helping other women who they don't have that foundation a lot of times. They weren't raised in the church. They don't know their Bibles very well. And so I'm able to come alongside them. And a lot of what I do, especially with blogging, is just to reinforce the very basics of the faith. You know, you need to be studying your Bible every day. You need to be in a doctrinally sound church, and you need to be there every Sunday. You know, you need to be faithful to it. You need to get plugged in. You know, just the very basics of the Christian life, which I really love doing, because there are a lot of women out there, who just, there's so many things they don't know. And when they get around people like, you know, people like me who have been saved for a long time, sometimes they're afraid to ask those questions because they don't want to look dumb or whatever, which is certainly no one should ever feel like that. You know, if you don't know something, you should ask and get some help with it so you can grow in Christ in that area. So that's what I really, really enjoy doing is coming alongside women and getting them plugged into a good local church, getting them studying their Bibles. I'm kind of like I tell people sometimes I'm kind of like a soccer goalie. They come to me, I kick them back into the local church, you know, kick them back into their Bible. Because it's not about me. It's not about building my little empire. It's about building the church and helping pastors out there and supporting the local church, which is what I want to do. So does that give you enough information?
Oh, no, that's awesome. No, that is awesome. I love it. It's funny because our stories are similar. You know, I grew up in the church, and around 12, I can't, you know, walk the aisle and all of that, except there's a point where my story changes. When I got to middle school, I wanted to be cool. I didn't want to be saved anymore. I wanted to be the, you know, and so there's a little dark cloud in between that middle school and about 25, but it's similar, you know. Definitely, I grew up in a church, and I even gave a testimony on another podcast how I would walk a couple doors down to just to go to Sunday school because my parents weren't going. I mean, they went to church, but they were like, we ain't going to Sunday school. So I would go down to Miss Odell's house. She would take me to Sunday school because I loved it that much. So I definitely get you on that. That is awesome. Another thing that I love, you know, women, discipleship, is needed for one. With your blog, Tell my listeners, you kind of gave a little bit about your blog, about what you cover. Is it kind of like a broad or what are some of the hot topics or some of the popular topics that you've covered on your blog?
Okay. Well, one of the most popular topics on my blog is discernment. Probably the number one question that I get is, I'm thinking about reading this book or doing this Bible study. Is this author of this material doctrinally sound? Because I have written a lot of articles about, you know, kind of analyzing the ministries of some of the most popular and best-selling, teachers, especially for women, because there are so many of them out there who are not doctrinally sound and who are teaching women false doctrine. And so that's a big topic on my blog. Now, I do not consider myself a discernment ministry, but discernment is part of discipleship. I'm a discipleship ministry, and discernment has been left out really badly of discipleship for women for so long. It's just, there's been a black hole there. And unfortunately, churches and pastors sometimes are actually reinforcing false teachers and false doctrine because they don't know what's going on in their women's ministry. They assume that if something is sold at their local Christian retailer, that product or that material is, so to speak, safe and biblical for the women of their church. And so not a lot of discernment is getting exercised, unfortunately. So that's one of the big topics that I cover on the blog. Another one is Bible study. I write a weekly Bible study every Wednesday. We've got a new one coming up on 1 and 2 Peter that we're going to be doing. And so we just expositorily cover books of the Bible, sometimes topical studies as well, like we did one on biblical womanhood, we did one on prayer, and things like that. But the goal of my Bible studies there, because, well, let me back up just a little bit. I don't recommend women that women go to their local Christian retailer and buy a Bible study workbook or DVD or whatever. I recommend that women just pick up their Bibles and start studying them in a systematic way. And so some people, mm-hmm. you know, I say that a lot, and then people come to my blog and they see this tab that says Bible studies, and they kind of think, well, why are you writing Bible studies if you don't recommend Bible studies? But I write my Bible studies in such a way to train women to how to study the Bible for themselves, to kind of, for the woman who has never done a Bible study outside of a prefab workbook or DVD study, and doesn't know how to pick up the Bible and study it for herself. My studies are kind of like training wheels to sort of wean her off of that and introduce her to mm-hmm. what studying the text of the Bible is like, what kind of questions she should be asking of the text, what kind of observations she should be making, how to do it in, an expository way, and things like that, so that eventually, once she gets the hang of it, she doesn't even need to use my Bible studies anymore. So my goal is to get women into the Bible. So Bible study is another big thing. And then I've mentioned several times the local church. I've got a resource on my blog.
You shared one with me.
Church. Yeah. I love sharing mm-hmm. that. And it's just got all kinds of church search engines for doctrinally sound churches that you can mm-hmm. look up and see, you know, which churches in your area are good. My Facebook readers, followers have really helped me put together a big list of churches that they recommend in their own particular areas. So yeah, that's been fun putting together, and we're constantly updating it and adding to it, and unfortunately having to take churches off of there sometimes if they go astray or whatever. But I love getting people plugged into doctrinally sound churches. So those are some of the major things.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And so, I'm not sure if you know, but my family, we came out of the, Word of Faith Charismatic, New Apostolic Reformation, all of that, Jack. We were in all of that. And so the transition for me, you know, it was tough. And then also the transition for my wife. So, this is encouraging to, possibly, you know, give her another resource to help, discern, you know, get out of some of the stuff. I mean, she believes in the doctrine of grace, you know, she believes God is sovereign. There's some of the, I guess you could say traditional or superstition stuff we're still trying to, you know, get off of. So it excites me to hear that you have a resource, that I can, suggest. So you're going to put me in good standing.
Just send her my way, because,
And it's funny because she did a Facebook post. There you go. She did a Facebook post a couple of weeks ago, before the new year. It was like, you know, a good devotion. And, you know, cause we still have some of those same friends. And that list was like Joyce Myers. And then, And then one of them was, what's his name? Apostle John Eckhart. And I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. It was bad. So, this is exciting for me. I literally, while you were talking about that, I went to your website and texted her the link just then. I was like, hey, talk to this lady now. Check this out.
Awesome. So we'll be glad to have her.
Hopefully we get connected.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good deal. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Truth and Fire, the podcast, is brought to you by truthandfire.com, where we explore faith and pop culture from a witty Christian perspective. Each episode, we pick up where our blog content leaves off. We answer some of your most pressing questions, respond to reader feedback, and address our critics where warranted and appropriate. So head on over to truthandfire.com/the podcast and subscribe on the podcast app of your choice. Oh, and I'm your host, Vivi.
All right, we're back in here with my friend Michelle, and we are, I don't know, I was like a mini second away from calling you Lisa. I don't know where that came from in my mind or whatever. I don't know what. I was like, that's not, what are you thinking? But anyway, we're in here with Michelle. Really good conversation. Definitely enjoy her on Twitter. We we get the kid and joke, and she's definitely a listener of the Just Thinking podcast, and we really appreciate you and what you're doing. So on the back end of the podcast, we do what we call the bar signature questions, which you kind of cheated. You heard some of the questions because you logged in early. I'm telling on you. I'm telling the listeners. But,
well, I listen to the bar, you know, as often as I can. And so I already knew the questions, and I've already thought about what I would say.
There you go. Okay. Well, that's fair. I can't fuss at that part then. So, all right. So the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Well, I'm probably going to be the only interview subject that you've ever had who says Southern gospel music. I just really love Southern gospel music and hymns. And I love the music. I'm not surprised. I love the musical structure. I used to sing in the Southern gospel quartet. Usually the theology in those songs is really good and rich too. So that's my favorite.
Oh, nice. Good genre. I like Southern gospel too, ironically. But like you said, it's just, I don't know. It just give me a hometown feel, you know, when I listen to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So. All right. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
First Peter, because I'm getting ready for a Bible study on that. I'm actually kind of between books right now, but my husband and I recently attended an Answers in Genesis event, and we picked up a book there called Demolishing Supposed Bible Contradictions, that's put out by Answers in Genesis. And it's just a bunch of little, they address 40 different, supposed Bible contradictions and how it's not really a contradiction, because we know scripture doesn't contradict itself, and right. how scripture works all of that out. So I'm looking forward to getting into that a little bit.
Sounds good. Sounds interesting. All right. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons? And you already mentioned the bar. I appreciate that. You can list the others, get some other people some time.
Okay. Well, and we also already mentioned Just Thinking, and I think that's how I heard about the Bar podcast too. But I mostly listen to podcasts instead of music. So I have a whole bunch of podcasts in my queue. I listen to The Sword and Trowel. That's really good. I listen to When We Understand the Text, Bible Study with Gabe Hughes every day. I listen to Wretched Radio with Todd Friel, Sheologians, Relatable, The Hero of the Story. That's a really good one for Bible study teachers. The Dividing Line, Voice of Reason, Fighting for the Faith. Of course, A Word Fitly Spoken, my podcast. I have to listen to that one to edit it and all that stuff.
Right.
And so those are some of the ones that I listen to.
That's a stout list of podcasts. And I know.
Yeah, there's even more than that too.
I know. I'm sure. Just off of that list, I'm sure yours is probably like mine. I'd be swiping for minutes, just trying to get to what I'm looking for. So that is so awesome. Well, listen, Michelle, I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show. Definitely enjoyed it. And like I do on my guests, I give them the floor to close out. Any words of encouragement or anything you want to leave with my guests before we sign out?
Okay. First of all, thank you for having me. And I've just been so glad to chat with you today. It's been a lot of fun. And I just want to encourage all your listeners out there, especially the women, to get plugged into a good doctrinally sound local church. Be in your Bible every day. Be studying. Be a good student of the Word. Be discerning. Make sure you vet all those authors and the people who produce the materials that you use both personally and in your church. Make sure they are doctrinally sound. Make sure they're not hanging around with false teachers. Make sure that everything they teach lines up with Scripture. Make sure that they're doing all the things that they're supposed to be doing and not doing the things that they're not supposed to be doing according to Scripture. And then I would just wrap up by saying, come visit me at michellelesley.com. That's Michelle, LESLEY.com. And come listen to A Word Fitly Spoken at awordfitlyspoken.life.
Awesome. And both of those will be in the show notes so that you can just scroll down and click on them and you're right there. Thank you again, Michelle, for your time. To the Bar listeners, thank you for listening to your favorite podcast every Tuesday. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com. Check out all the podcasts we've done and click on the Bar Network tab to check out all the podcasts connected to the network. We talked about Just Thinking. We also have Guys with Bibles, Pastors Discussion, Truth and Fire, the podcast, Bars, Biblical Reform Spitters, and we just keep growing. I don't know when we're going to stop. But anyway, go to thebargear.com, pick up some bar gear and rep your favorite podcast. And until next time, you guys, God bless and we are out. What's up, Bar listeners? It's finally here, the Bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green room setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.